KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
An elderly woman who was attacked during a home invasion in Durban is still being treated in hospital. Medics say she suffered various injuries from being kicked and hit yesterday on the property in Glenwood. Ward 33 councillor Fran Christopher says she is in contact with the woman's son.
It's such a traumatic experience for this lady, and the community at large is saddened and not condoning this behaviour by this perpetrator who came in through the back door apparently and attacked her. She's such a tiny, frail lady, and you know, for you to be exposed to this is actually very rare.
And Christopher says attacks on members of the elderly community have become a concern in the area.
We have a lot of vagrants lurking and loitering around, and the community has, you know, voiced their opinions on this. And we've tried to, with our CPF and our local security companies, just to lure them out of the community when they're also doing a lot of cable theft and meter theft and, you know, home invasion.
South Africa's unemployment rate has dropped. It decreased by 1.4 percentage points to 32.1% between July and September. Stats says Dihlulelo Phoshoko.
The number of employed persons increased by 294,000 to 16.9 million compared to the second quarter of 2024. The number of unemployed persons decreased by 373,000 to 8 million during the same quarter.
She says the formal sector added 122,000 jobs.
Informal sector employment increased by 165,000 over the same period. The largest industry increases in the number of employed persons were observed in community and social services with 194,000, construction 176,000, and trade with 109,000. Decreases in industry employment were recorded in finance with 189,000, private household 32,000, manufacturing 20,000, and transport with 18,000.
And all flights in and out of Haiti's capital have been suspended amid escalating gang violence. Two jets from US-based airlines were struck by bullets yesterday while flying over Port-au-Prince. Haiti has been ridden with widespread gang activity and political chaos for nearly a year. Earlier this year, coordinated gang attacks forced the closure of both the airport and main seaport in the capital. The top story, an elderly woman who was attacked during a home invasion in Glenwood in Durban is still being treated in hospital. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.